Coolabah Cammoning speaking.
Hey, Mon, it's Jordan. For some reason, I don't have your mobile in his phone anymore.
Huh.
Like, someone's deleted it.
Oh.
I've just got Maybe.
Yeah.
I've just got an extensive email from Joyce Noakes's next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
One of the points he wants to know is, when will the isolation be lifted? The Peel doctor advised that Joyce's cough may take weeks/months to clear.
Mm-hmm.
So am I right in explaining that due to her moist cough, that's why we're keeping her in isolation?
Yeah.
Because a dry cough is fine. It's the fact that it's a moist cough.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry.
So we're any of the acute symptoms.
Yeah.
Like the acute symptoms, once those are phased out, then we know that a dry cough is common for weeks after a viral illness.
And the thing is, she's tired, which is going to be quite normal. She's had a good battering over the past 2 weeks. She's got the headache, which is quite normal, especially if she's not drinking too much water.
Hmm.
But, I mean, even her neuros and everything were still fine. It's purely just that moist cough.
Hmm.
Cool. I'll explain that to him.
Yeah.
Acute
symptoms are gone, she can come out.
Yeah, he did explain that when he left yesterday, he had asked 3 different staff members to make sure the bell was put back on, like the sensor beam. No one seemed to show any indication that they were going to do it. That's just a concern he's put in the email. Are the carers who pop in today asking if she needs the toilet, which I'm explaining we do. But he said that while they were there yesterday, there was 4 to 5 hours between where staff weren't offering toileting.
Okay.
And now I'm going to CC you guys into my response so you can see his initial email.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just little things that is popping up. So I'm like, should I be set? I don't know how to fix the sensor bell thing. Like, if they're not putting the sensor bell on, like, how are we making sure they do that?
Yeah, because I don't know. Because generally it's like they just need to tell the staff and the staff put it back on.
No, I mean the staff. Like, because he's worried that staff aren't, he's like in the email. Let me see if I can just forward you the email that says we're having.
If he's concerned that the staff aren't going to, the care staff aren't doing it, he needs to come to the nurse.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. So do we have any signs that say ensure my call bell is turned on or something like that? I thought we used those for some other people before.
The CN should have them in their office.
In the office? Cool. I'll grab some of those and chuck them in her room. At least that will fix that issue, or at least help with that issue.
So they just have to be reminded, you know, as they're here, see the nurse, because you're the one that's going to fix it straight away.
Well, I don't even know who was on yesterday.
I think it was...
But obviously he's emailed me this in response to my... email about the fall, because he goes, this is exactly what we were afraid of happening. I'm like, what do you expect? Like, she's independent, and I've actually got a timeline from the staff.
Yeah.
Like, literally, 7:30 we checked, then 8:30 breakfast, 9:15 I went in, and I was there for 20, 30 minutes, and 10 o'clock she had the fall. Literally almost every hour. And we've offered heat pack, we've offered toileting during those times, but, I mean, there's not much else that we can do.
No, and that's the response you send. You're like, we've been in and seen Joyce hourly this morning. I personally went and saw her at 9:30 and she slipped
out. So I shouldn't write down, so I shouldn't do like a 7:30 staff checked on mum, noted that mum was already, because I've gone full. I might actually keep it, you know what I mean? I might just, explain that I can reassure him.
Because
I was like getting information, getting timelines from the staff. I was just about to call Pretty to check the cameras for me.
Gosh. No, just reassure, like, we've been in and seen her at minimum hourly and this has happened. And you clinically went and saw her at 9:30 and within 15 minutes she was slipped out the chair.
She's
very independent. It's,
Okay, cool. No worries. I'll CC you guys in so you can see the initial email. And just let me know if there's anything else you want me to let him know.
Remind him just to see the nurse at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
<Didn't>
cool. Thanks. Okay. All right,
bye. Bye.